This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 6th. Well, wheat markets coming under some pressure yesterday, led by Kansas City, unfortunately, where we had KC down 13. Chicago wasn't too far behind, down 12. Minneapolis quietly just watching the show, it was down just 5. Corn was down 3, soybeans were up 15. So quite a mixed trade going on in the grain complex. Clearly, we saw a fair amount of wheat soybean spread unwinding, with Kansas City and Chicago both under so much pressure, soybeans up about the same amount as wheat was down. There was definitely a lot of unwinding going on there. So with wheat, I think part of our problem is rising crude oil prices is making transportation higher everywhere. We've got the dollar performing fairly well also. That is kind of squeezing a bit. And then also we've got talk that the Russian export tax might be pulling back just a little bit. Now that would be a function of FOB offers and domestic interior values. So it looks like they're probably backing off a little. But that, I don't think that changes really the underlying fundamentals. I'm getting a bit of a correction here. I think there's also kind of a scramble going on trying to get as much wheat exported out of Russia as possible before the government imposes export restrictions. Farmers are letting go of wheat a little more aggressively now as they're making room for corn and sunflower. So there's at least a little bit of supply coming into the market. Now, probably what would support wheat is the Egyptian tender that was announced yesterday. Egypt will announce the results of that today. Their last purchase was about 4 weeks ago on September 8th, and the average FOB sale was $310 a ton from Ukraine and Russia. Prices are expected to be much higher this time around on a combination of just simply higher world prices, which have rallied about $7 a ton since then, but also the freight rates have skyrocketed since then as well. So the private guys are estimating Egypt is probably going to pay about $20 more per ton today than they did a month ago. We'll see where that takes us. Russian Ag Minister has decreased their projection for all grain exports to between 45 and 48 million tons from the 51 million tons that they had earlier projected. Almost all of that will come out of wheat. Those late production losses and ratcheting down of production estimates clearly are going to cut into export potential. So that's certainly supportive. We figured that was coming, but it's definitely a supportive factor to the wheat market. Winter wheat planting in Ukraine is reported about 46% complete. That's pretty much where the United States is for winter wheat planting, as far as that's where we were on Sunday. And one other thing, Brazil is expected to announce a decision on the Argentine GMO wheat, if they're going to accept it or not, on October 14th. So we'll see where that takes us. My guess is that the government will allow it because they need a lot of wheat. And they'll probably require Argentina to supply some certificates stating that, you know, the wheat cargoes have been tested and they're GMO free. That's probably the route that will be taken just to keep those channels open. Then it comes down to the individual millers, the private buyers who are actually purchasing this wheat, if they will accept Argentine wheat. It's difficult to keep it out of the mix, but that's kind of where we're at. Obviously, any kind of a rejection of that completely changes the tone of the wheat complex, and in particular hard red winter wheat, because that's what Argentina grows. And Brazil imports about half of Argentina's production or exportable supplies. They'll take 7 million tons on an average year of hard red winter wheat. They are very particular about the quality of that wheat as well. So if they don't take it from Argentina, they would have just a couple other options. One, of course, is the United States, and then Russia. So that's it. If they're going to go to Russia, you know, Russia's still got the export tax. Their FOB offers would probably jump, which would increase the tax. So there's all kinds of bullishness that would develop if the Brazilian government were to reject Argentine wheat. And again, I don't think they will. They'll require certificates. I mean, they'll certainly want it to be cleared as being GMO-free. The question is, can Argentina do that? So it's a lot of stuff going on here. We'll be watching all of these things very closely. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.